It's Monday, November 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. IoT data from Gartner, not just big tech doing financial reporting, smartphone growth, plus iPhone 12 and right to repair. This is the Business of Tech. Some new Gartner data on IoT. Per reporting in IoT Business News, quote, by 2023, one-third of companies that have implemented IoT will also have implemented AI in conjunction with at least one IoT project. Despite the disruptive impacts of COVID-19, 47% of organizations plan to increase their investments in the Internet of Things, according to a recent survey from Gartner. As a result of the pandemic, 31% of survey respondents said that they use digital twins to improve their employee or customer safety, such as the use of remote asset monitoring to reduce the frequency of in-person monitoring, like hospital patients and mining operations. The survey showed that 27% of companies plan to use digital twins as autonomous equipment, robots, or vehicles. Why do we care? Digital twins is a topic area we previously discussed over on Killing It, and that data jumped out at me. With COVID as an accelerant, all trends are pulled upward quickly. Digital twins has data management all wrapped up in it, and this is an exciting business opportunity area. Any Internet of Things effort is long past emerging technology and into the realm of established technology. With efforts being increased, note increase, not first time, this is an area of established opportunity. It's financial earnings season for tech, and that appears to include ransomware operators, as the Reval ransomware gang has claimed they've made more than $100 million in 1 year. Their anonymous representative indicated that they plan to make $2 billion from their ransomware service. Per reporting in Bleeping Computer, they have diversified their business, moving from victims paying to unlock files to stealing data and threatening leaks. And this method has proven to be so lucrative that Reval makes more money from not publishing stolen data than from decryption ransom. The representative says that 1 in 3 victims are willing to pay the ransom to prevent the leaking of company data, and that this could be the next step. Reval is also thinking about leveraging distributed denial of services attacks to increase their odds of getting paid in an effort to force victims to start or restart negotiating a payment. They're borrowing this idea from the SunCrypt ransomware. Meanwhile, and unrelated, the Maze Gang is shutting down operations. The group, known for their double extortion tactic of both encrypting the data and also threatening to release it, was confirmed by Bleeping Computer to be in the process of closing. Notably, they intend to release a press release to confirm their closure, and their affiliates are moving over to a new operation. Why do we care? Think about the business strategy going on here. Diversification of revenue, company lifecycle management, affiliate programs and building a distribution channel, financial management, PR campaigns. I don't think we give enough credit to the other side in this fight, as they are well-organized crime organizations. Two reasons I care here. First, are you briefing your customers on this threat? If they don't understand the enemy, will they take them seriously? That education drives the thinking of those legislatures. If you made this physical, you'd be terrified of the armed gangs. More importantly, government leaders are wising up. IDC's smartphone shipment data. Q3 has performed better than expected, with shipments declining just 1.3% year-on-year. 353.6 million smartphones were shipped this quarter, and despite the dip from last year, this figure represents a much better picture than what was previously projected by IDC, a 9% year-on-year decline. This better-than-expected showing is primarily attributed to the reopening of economies as COVID-19 restrictions were relaxed. More developed markets, including China, Western Europe, and North America, witnessed the largest declines in Q3 2020. Why do we care? This is a maturing market, and we're now seeing that in these shipment data points. Not us spending a ton of time with this, you care for the trend that it's better than expected. Speaking of smartphones, iFixit is reporting that the iPhone 12 will be even more difficult than previous iPhones for third-party repair. Specifically, the camera module causes issues if repaired by a user. The phone appears to reject the replacement part. Additionally, repairing the camera or display now requires Apple's own in-house system configuration app, which was previously only required for a battery swap. Why do we care? Apple is very anti-right to repair and keeps taking actions that reinforce that approach. Here's why we care. This issue is on the ballot at the state level going into the U.S. election, and independent services organizations care how this plays out. Interested in your message going here? We have a few spots available, and they're going fast. Visit businessof.tech if you'd like to get your message out with an easy monthly engagement. Visit businessof.tech and click that advertise button. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.